notes.io, just easy, and there's that. What's it do? It's a way of making notes. When you visit notes.io, you're presented with what looks like a blank notebook page, and it invites you to click here to start typing, so you do, and then you can type in text. And that's pretty much the extent of what we're able to do. It's a way of writing notes. When you're finished with your notes, you can't log in and save it. The idea is it's simply a means of creating the note in the first place and bring it with others. So having finished making your notes, you click on the short button, and that provides a unique URL, a shortened URL for that particular note, which you can then share with other people. So why might you want to use that? Well, maybe it's a way of having students take turns in making notes on a particular lesson that they then share with others. And then, having shared out the URL, the other students aren't able to type on it, but they can read notes and perhaps make alterations or amendments. If only a simple matter of copying down the text into another document and then amending it as they see. Bit inefficient doing it that way, but nevertheless, there are some additional features which are coming along but aren't implemented, and that's the capability to be able to attach a file, to be able to print the note or send it by email. And also, which would be really useful, is the ability to be able to create an account that you can save your notes. But at the moment, it's simply ripped down, and having tools which have no degree of complexity, in a sense, no learning curve, you can just get using it straight away. That's not necessarily a bad thing.